Okay, welcome back. This is our fifth shiur in our series on the Igeres HaRamban. We're towards further along in the letter, the sentence that starts B'chol Dvarecha. I'm not sure how to describe where this is, but I'll read the words B'chol Dvarecha U'Masecha U'Machshavosecha U'Bechol Eis, with all your words, with all your actions and your thoughts, U'Bechol Eis, and at all times. The Ramban tells his son, Chashov b'libcha kilo ata omid l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should imagine as if you're standing before the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, it goes without saying that there's a halacha in tefillah that Reb Chaim made famous, that there's a din of amid l'fnei HaMelech, that we're standing before the Ribono Shel Olam when we daven. But be'etzem, we're always standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. And we're always there. The Rama at the beginning of Or HaChaim writes, at the beginning of Siman Aleph in Or HaChaim, very beginning, the Rama says that Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, we should always imagine Hashem is in front of us. Hu Klal Gadol BaTorah, this is a big klal in the Torah. Umalas Tzadikim Asher Hochal Lifnei Elokim. And then the Rama explains why is this a klal Gadol BaTorah? Says the Rama, Ki Ein Yishiva Sa'adam Utunosu Va'Asakov V'Hu Levado B'Beiso. The way a person acts, Utnuosav, and his movements, Vasakov, and his business, who levado bebeisa, while he's alone in the house, ki shivasu utnuosav vasakov who lufnei melech gadol, as opposed to when he's standing before a king. Lo dibur of archavas piv kiritzono v'uman shebeiso krovav. You're with people you feel comfortable with. You speak the way you want to speak. You talk. You say the things that are on your mind. You know, sometimes even without a filter. But if you're sitting in front of the king, every word is going to be weighed carefully. And that's what's really going on. It's really happening. The Ribono Shel Olam is really listening. And he's really in front of us. Hashem is everywhere. He sees what you're doing. What you do matters. We spoke about this. Every action counts. And Hashem cares about it. And Hashem is going to keep track of it. A person's going to hide. Hashem says, you think you're going to hide from me, that I'm not going to see what's going on, Hashem. Miad yagia lov hayira v'achna v'pachad Hashem yisparachu boshlo mimenu tamid v'lo yisbaish. Okay. And then the Rama ends off, it's a very important yisod, v'lo yisbaish b'pnei adam hamaligim alav b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. You don't have to be apologetic about your avodas Hashem. If you're doing the right thing, you're keeping the halacha, you're doing the mitzvos, you don't have to worry about it. It's not your problem, it's their problem. If they want to make fun of you, they're the ones who are going to have to answer for it. That's the words of the Rama in Siman Aleph. Again, very much connected, very much in line with the words of the Ramban, that at all times we should imagine, we should walk around, that the Ribono Shel Olam is here, the Ribono Shel Olam is real. The more that Hashem is real, the more that we talk about the Ribono Shel Olam, the more that He's in our thoughts, the more that He exists in our, and it comes out in our actions. That we should realize, have this realization. Says the Rama, says the Ramban, back to the Ramban, Chashob l'ucha ki ilu ata omid l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'shchinaso alecha, and his shchina is upon you, ki kvodum lo ha'olam, u'dvarach yo be'ema u'biyiru ke'evid l'fnei Rabo. And his words should be, your words should be be'ema u'biyira, like an Eved in front of his servant. So Reb David Goldberg over here in his Perush, he's mitzayin to the words of the Mesilas Yisharim. Mesilas Yisharim in Perachov Gimel, Ramchal writes, Ukshiach shov od v'idame belibo rega hachnasos lefnei abezin agadol. That we're supposed to realize that we're standing in front of the king. Now what does it mean to stand in front of the king? So the Ramchal gives us a tzir of what it means to stand in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ramchal writes, Perachov Gimel Mesil Sharm, that when a person thinks, Kshiachshav od v'yedame belibo rega he konsol ifnei abezin ha-gadol shal tzva mala. The moment a person enters in front of the bezin ha-gadol shal tzva mala, ba'ez sheyira atzmo ifnei melech malach yamlach v'kodesh baruch hu, ha-kodesh v'atara b'tachlos ha-kadusha v'atahara, the perfected king, the melech malach yamlachim, who is Kadosh b'tachlis hakadusha, he's tahor b'tachlis hakadusha atahara, b'sod kadosh m'sharse gevura gibor karcha osa devar asher ein b'hem kol mum, v'u omid l'fneiam garua pachos v'nivza mitzad atzmo, and a lowly person comes before the Ribono Shel Olam, tamei u'magul mitzad maisav, hayorim rosh, Is he even going to bother picking up his head? Does he have anything? Will he have anything to say? Say something. A person is so haughty, so full of themselves and so honorable in this world, and they get up to the next world and they see themselves and they realize how lowly they are. The lofty madrega that you carried yourself with in this world, the kavod that you demanded, that you expected, that maybe even you got, that you earned or you had. When you get to the next world, you see it's all hevel havolim, it's all nothing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you won't even be able to talk. There's a minhag they bring down from the Shlah at the end of Shmona Esrei that we recite psukim with our name. And it's a segula that on Yom HaDin, Oyom Vanora, that a person should be able to remember their name. And that's a segula to remember your name. That's the pacha that we're going to have when we stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Ramchal continues, Mayana o Mayoshev al Tochachaso. What are you going to answer, respond to the Tochacha that you get? Hinevadei shalo rega echad yitzur ha'adam sichlo ha'emes hazed tzir amiti v'chazak. If a person would, for one moment, would be able to be mitzayer, to picture this, imagine this in his head, paroch tifrach meno kol ha'gaiva v'lotoshev elav ha'od. A person will lose all gaiva, all sense of self-worth, and a person would completely dedicate himself. But we can't think this way. A person has a very hard time being mitzayer these types of things. My Rebbe used to tell me that it's almost like Hashem's, it's like a technique that if we knew how to use it properly, we would never do anything wrong. But we have a hard time being mitzayer our funeral, our Yom HaMisa, because a person can't see that. Because if a person would see that and would see how short life is, the older you get, the quicker life goes. And life ends for everybody. Even the people who think it's not going to end or it's not going to happen to them, they're not able to see their end because they can't deal with seeing their end. And it's not they. It's us. It's me. It's you. It's hard. And it's that way on purpose. If we were able to, we would have a very easy time. We'd have a very easy time. Now this, when I read these words of the Mesillas Yesharim, it's very depressing. It's very depressing. It every person is going to be this way. The pashtus is that the Gemara in Brachos by Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's going lifnei Beis Din Hagadol. He's going to stand before the King of Kings, Shekaso Kas Olam, Imasarani Asarani Iser Olam. If I was going in front of a Melech Basar Vadam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I'd be scared. I'd be trembling. I'm going before the Melech Malchim Lachim. I'm terrified. I'm overwhelmed. What are we going to do? What are we going to say? How are we going to get out of this? To me, this is like, is this supposed to uplift us? How do we respond to this? This is seriously depressing. I'll tell you the truth. I came across, I've learned that story in the Gemara. I learn it with 7th and 8th graders every other year. I've taught it many times. I've learned it many, many times. I just recently came across a very mechudeshdik pshat. I'll tell you that. The pashas of the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Chesem Abayz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying that he was terrified what's going to be. And all the Mefarshim ask, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is terrified about what's going to be? Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knows he's going straight to Gan Eden. So there are different Mefarshim. Some say no. Ad Kama, the Diktuk Adin, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives, that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has to be scared. Some Bali Musar learn like that. And some Bali Musar say no. His problem was not himself. His problem was he was concerned about his Talmidim, that if he misled his Talmidim, or his Talmidim, acted inappropriately, maybe he, maybe on his own, he shook his lulav, he put on his tefillin, he said Shema at the right time, and he had kavana, and he did all the mitzvahs, kitikunam, kehilchasa, he did everything right, but maybe his talmidim didn't, and maybe he's going to be held responsible that he didn't inspire his talmidim. Maybe that's another pshat. But it's a serious pachad. There are those who explain that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned. There's a story by the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara tells us in Gittin that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Bar Yonim, who were the head of the Baryon was related to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and they caused problems, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had to respond. And then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai pretended like he was dead. They carried him out of the city. He went to the Caesar, and he requested Tein li Avna Chachamecha v'Chachameha, and Shoshulta the healing of Rabbi Tzadok and the Shalshelis of Rabbi Gamliel should be reestablished. The Beis HaNasi, he asked for these small things. So the Gemara says, why didn't he just ask that he not destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says, because he thought that if he would have asked not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the answer would have been no. He would have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and he wouldn't have gotten any of the other things. And that says a lot about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was really rebuilding for the future. He was rebuilding. Tein li Yavne v'Chachamecha was the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. Yavne was the rebirth. It was the yeshiva, the Torah that kept us going. And there's a lot to that. And there's a lot of takanos of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that have to do with hanging on to the glow of the Beis HaMikdash and trying to work with that. But anyway, coming back, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so I saw this just this week, I saw this pshat from, there's a Sefer Chafetz Hashem, and it's written by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So we're all familiar with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, not so familiar with his perish on the Gemara, only on a few mesechtas, but called Chafetz Hashem or Chafetz Hashem. And in there he writes one pshat that I think is a very big chiddush, but it's from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says that really Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not worried at all. And the tears were fake tears. He was crying, and because he's coming off of the obvious question, the Gemara says that once he saw his Talmidim, he started to cry. So one of the problems that Mepharshim have is, it seems like he started to cry only because the Talmidim came. What was it about the Talmidim that made him cry? So some say that it was because he was concerned that maybe he wasn't mechanech them enough, or maybe it's because when he saw them coming to visit, he realized that his end was near. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, you know what the answer is? Because he was putting on a show. They were fake tears. But he was coming to show them what the pachad of Yom HaMisa is, of the Yom HaDin, that a person is going to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knew for himself that he was fine, but he knew that his Talmidim weren't fine. So he wanted to show them how serious it was. So he said, you know what, if I cry, if they see me cry, then they'll know that it's really serious. And that's a pachad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even according to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was okay, but his Talmidim were maybe not okay. What are we going to answer? So the truth is, I don't have an answer, but I have a story. The story doesn't answer the problem, but it helps us at least in the moment. I've heard different versions of the story. I tracked it down in one source. It's not the version that I had heard elsewhere, but I think it gets the same message across. It's quoted in the Sefer Yalkut Lekach Tov, which is a beautiful likut of Bali Musar on the Parsha. It's in Chelek on Vayikra, in page Kuf Lamed Zayin. So he writes there, he quotes a story from a Sefer, Drachav v'nimukav v'sichosav shalach Chavetz Chaim. I'm not familiar with the Sefer, but it's a sayings and things that the Chavetz Chaim said. So I think there's a couple of stories about Chavetz Chaim talking to himself. So one of those stories about the Chavetz Chaim talking to himself is this. It says that there was a person who saw the Chafetz Chaim go into his room. They say at the end of the Chafetz Chaim's life, when he would talk to himself, so he was hard of hearing. So we know that anybody who's hard of hearing, or if anybody's listening to music on headphones, and you talk to them and they respond, they're not modulated. Their level, their tone is much higher. Their level of sound is not regulated, and they talk much louder. And you're like, whoa, 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 chill. You don't have to yell at me. They don't know that you're letting they're yelling because they're listening to the music. So the Chofetz Chaim was hard of hearing, so he would talk louder so people could hear. So this person, the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, saw the Chofetz Chaim go into the room during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva on the second floor, Aliyas Beis HaKnesses, so to spend some alone time. So of course, like any good Talmud, the Talmud goes up, follows him up the steps without him seeing, and he stands on the other side of the door to listen in. And he says that the Chofetz Chaim was being mitzayer to himself, that he was entering in to the Beis Din Shel Maila. This is during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He's trying to inspire himself to do tshuva. And he comes in front of the Beis Din Shel Maila, and the Karuz, meaning the announcer, says, okay, let's bring all the mitzvahs of Yisroel Meir HaKohen, the Chofetz Chaim. And they start to bring truckloads. Okay, they bring a lot of mitzvahs. Machanos Shel Malachi HaKadosh, camps full, packed with Malachi Kodesh, Shenivru me'atorah shalamad, all the Torah that he learned and all the wonderful things that he did and the mitzvahs that he kept his entire life and all the zechuyos from the things he wrote. And he was mezakeh the rabbim and all the wonderful things he did. And he was a tzaddik and he was a chassid and he was, okay, all the wonderful things he did. And he was like, wow, I really accomplished a lot. And the Chofetz Chaim is saying this, like, wow, I didn't realize I've done so much. And then they said, okay, let's bring the chovos, the averos. And they start to come in. And a lot of them came in. This is the Chofetz Chaim talking, and not us. Hey, Chofetz Chaim comes in. He says that the malachim started to come in carrying truckloads of averos and started to pile them up. And every time that he was... You see, he doesn't say he did any averos. Even when the Chofetz Chaim spoke to himself, he knew he didn't do any averos. But what did he do? He was meyid on the chisaron in asiyas hamitzvos hava v'advekos. He didn't have enough ava when he said kriya shema. He didn't have enough dvekos when he davened the shmona esrei vodkei rabim. These were his averos. Until, at a certain point, the Beis Din realized that he was a beinoni. Now, he was hoping... That there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that when you have a judgment in the Beis Din Shamala, when there's a judgment, if it's 50-50, there's a rule, Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed, that the majority, the tie, so to speak, goes to the runner, and the person gets, the first Avera gets knocked off, whatever it is, and then he gets a majority that he's put into the book of Tzaddikim. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so he assumes that if he's a Beinoni, Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed, and he's going to be found to be a tzaddik. But then the Shekhinah answers and says, one second. Before we rely on Rav Chesed, the guy's 50-50. What's his story now? Is he alive or is he dead? So the malach, the koruz, the one who's, the gabbai, so to speak. So the malach says, he's alive. And then he says, and all of a sudden, the booming voice of the Shekhinah says, so if he's alive, what are we judging him for? Let him go down and let him do tshuva for all his averus. While he's still alive, he can still change the narrative. And then at that point, the Chofetz Chaim bursts into tears. And that's how the story ends. That's our nechama. That's our nechama. If we're listening to the shir, if we're learning, and we know that there's a Yom Hadin, Hagadol v'Hanoira, for us, we should also know that if we would go right now before the Beis Din HaGadol, they would count our mitzvos, they would count our averos. It wouldn't look like the Chofetz Chaim. It's a pachad that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought that he was concerned about maybe he would have to go to Gehenna. And the Chofetz Chaim had a whole cheshbon about how maybe Epis he's a Beinoni, which is a pella to us. So us, what are we going to answer? There's things to answer, but you should know. If you go right now for the judgment, you should know. You know what the Shekhinah is going to say? You're alive. Go fix it. Go learn. Go daven. Go do mitzvahs. And go do tshuva for your averus. You still can change it. What are you're worried about the court case, but you could still do something about it. While you could still do something about it, there's nothing to worry about yet. Worry about it when it's done and it's all said and done and you're there and you're stuck. Then you have a problem. Right now, you don't have a problem. Right now, you have an opportunity. That itself, that yediyah itself, has to bring us to a heightened madrega of appreciating the opportunity that we have. We shouldn't take that for granted. We should appreciate and realize that yes, it's going to be scary, but right now we can do something about it. Okay, the Ramban continues. And this goes back to treating others with respect, that you should be bosh mikol adam, you should be embarrassed, but the word is not really embarrassed. You should humble yourself before people. You should not speak down to them and look down at them. Don't yell at them, don't respond haughtily. You should speak softly in a humbling way. Now, the Ramban spent the entire letter on Midos, and now we're getting towards the end of the letter. And towards the end of the letter, the Ramban starts to talk about Torah. You should learn Torah asher tucha l'kaima. It sounds like the Ramban is advocating for asuk yishmaitz al libedel chasav, for learning things that you could be mekayim, learning Torah that has a practical relevance, if you will, in a sense of of learning halacha l'maisa, being able to do Talmud Gadol Shem Evi L'Dei Maisa. You should learn Asher Tuchel L'Kaima, things that you can be Mekayim. V'kasha Toko Min HaSefer, now the Ramban says, when you get up from a Sefer, Techapes B'Asher L'Marata, you should search that which you learned in Miyesh Bodover Asher Tuchel L'Kaimo. If it has something, some concept, some inyan that you can keep, some hanhoga that you can improve, U'tefashvish B'Maisecha B'Boker B'Erev, U'baze Yukol Yomecha B'Tshuva. And you should be fashvish in your maisim in the morning and in the evening. And in this way, all your days will be b'tshuva. I think that the Ramban, what he says here, I think he says this by the Aseres HaDibros as well, Lo Sis Hashem Hashav. You shouldn't take Hashem's name in vain. That I think they quote B'Shem the Ramban. I had a hard time tracking this down. I don't think it's in his parish on Chumash. I think it might be somewhere else. I don't remember where. That Lo Sis Hashem Hashav means don't take Hashem's name in vain. When you take Hashem's name, when you do something kadosh, it shouldn't be in vain. You should walk away with a lesson. You learn Torah, take something away, lamaisa. There should be a practical elevation from what you do. The truth is that this is not only true of your learning, it's very true of your learning, but there's other things as well. It's life events, world events, tragedies, happy occasions. You know, when you suffer a tragedy, sometimes you appreciate what it's like to not have the tragedy. Whenever I have a headache, it's debilitating for me. I can't function. It's very hard for me. And then, like after that, when my head gets better, I appreciate existing without a headache, which is such a wonderful thing, you know? But it's hard. We don't think of all the great things that are going on until we're fasting. And then when fast is over, we can drink water. We appreciate a cup of water. On a regular day, you don't appreciate a cup of water. What's a cup of water? Okay, I have to drink. It's annoying. Whatever it is. And the same thing is true of simchas. We should appreciate simchas because we're able to have them. It's not magia lanu, all these simchas. And it's something to think about. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel, says the Rambam, V'davar zamidachei atshuvahu, shebizman shetavu tzara, v'yizaku aloha, v'yariu, v'yidu akol, shebegla maseim, aroim hura lehen kakotsov, avonoseich mehitu. That bad things happen, a person does tshuva, and that relieves the tzara from them. And halacha gimel, avalim lo yizaku, if a person doesn't cry out, v'lo yoriu, v'lo eliyomru davar zami minag ha'olam, that it's just nature taking its course, right? There happened to be that a hurricane, a tornado, hit my house and destroyed it, or whatever it was. There was an accident, and I got hurt, I got injured, whatever happened. If I think it's minag olam, now it was couched in minag olam, that's for sure. But says the Rambam, if a person doesn't cry out, doesn't change who he is, minag olam, eralanu v'tzarazu, nikra nikres, it's mikre, like asher korcha baderach, sounds like a malek, harezu derach achzarios, the goremes lahem lidabik maseim aroim, causes people to latch on to their evil actions, and it's achzari. It's mamish cruel. The Rambam says, if a tragedy befalls you and you say, nah, that's just nature taking its course, you're cruel. Not just you missed the boat, you're cruel. So I remember at COVID, you know, the whole time when everybody was home, and then when people started to go back to shul, started going to outdoor minyanim, and then slowly made their way back into shul, every community at their own pace, whatever it was, you know, everybody was, what's the deal, what's the lesson? So I remember our Rav Shachna Weinberger Shlita, so he got up and he said, Either the time before we shut down, I don't remember if it was time before we shut down or the first time back in shul. Maybe it was the first time back in shul. He said, I'm not a Navi. So everybody's, oh, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what you're supposed to do. But this is what he said. But I know you're supposed to do something. Remember, these were the words. I know you're supposed to do something. Because if you don't change something, then you're cruel. And he read the words of the Rambam. He said, I don't know what it is. I can't tell you if it's Lashon Hara, if it's Sinas Chinam, if it's, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shvichas Dama. I can't tell you what the Avera is. You need a Navi to tell you what the Avera is. But you have the Rambam that tells you that there is something. You got to do something. You want to improve on your Tefillah? Good. You want to improve on your Chesed, on your Talmud Torah, whatever you want to improve on? Fine. But just understand that when something like this, something like you have a pandemic, you should know it's not derech olam. Yes, we'll be able to explain how the molecules travel and people get sick and Rachman Litzlan and many people died and it was terrible and it was all you could explain all of it scientifically, but the Rambam says that if you explain it away scientifically and you don't think that there was a cheshbon coming from the Ribono Shel Olam, harezu derech achzarios. That's a cruel way to be. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Maybe we'll continue kind of mid-sentence. I think our time is up for now, and then Bezra Hashem will continue really in this Nakuda that the Ramban says that every time you learn Torah, the Ramban says you have to make it lemaisa. Kasher tokom in hasefer techapis basher limadata. You have to inspect what you learned in miyeshbo davar shetuchal kaima, something that you can walk away with. And we said that not only does that apply to Torah learning, but it applies really to all events in life. We have to walk away from an event in life, have a hakara of what happened, understand that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and use it as an impetus to improve our ways.